change. Oh, how we thought those days would never end. Sometimes I hear that song and I'll start to sing along and think, man, I'd love to see that girl again.
Man, I like to feel
and we were trying different things, and we were smoking funny things, making love out by the lake to our favorite songs, sipping whiskey out the bottle, not thinking about tomorrow, singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long. Singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long.
News at Noon is sponsored by the Richland Locker, a third-generation business with the best variety of fresh meat cuts and sausages, and by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center, the perfect spot for a delicious lunch today, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or mental condition. It's 81 degrees.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At the NATO summit in Washington, D.C., President Biden joining NATO leaders for a photo for this year's gathering. He'll later meet with leaders on the sidelines. On Capitol Hill, the president's still facing headwinds when it comes to Democratic support as the party's nominee. ABC's Selena Wang has more.
Publicly, you have largely seen the caucus fall into line. Only a small handful of House Democrats calling for the president publicly to step aside. And what that really shows is that so far, the president's pressure campaign, his damage control campaign, has been working.
Opening statements have wrapped up in the Alec Baldwin Russ trial in New Mexico. Prosecutors will present their case next. Baldwin facing involuntary manslaughter charge for the onset fatal shooting of the movie's cinematographer in 2021. Tornado watches posted for northeast Pennsylvania and upstate New York due to remnants of Beryl pushing through. And in Texas, power still out for more than a million customers following Hurricane Beryl. This is ABC News. Four people in North Texas arrested and facing human trafficking charges. A forced labor operation uncovered by an exterminator.
An exterminator sent to a home in Princeton, about 35 miles north of Dallas, found folding tables, computers, suitcases, an air mattress, and a dozen women.
There's roughly 5 to 8 people that were sleeping in one room with multiple rooms throughout the house.
Princeton Police Chief James Waters says the women were promised computer training but forced into indentured servitude.
They would make them work for the suspects and bring in a certain amount of money.
Waters says there may be 100 victims in similar situations scattered across the area. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Dating app Bumble is cracking down on fake profiles. Users can now report if someone is using AI-generated images. The move aims to enhance safety on the platform. A survey by Bumble found 71% of Gen Z and millennials want limits on the use of AI-generated content. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, the feel of summer is here. Enjoy our outdoor dining and our new summer menu. We have many of your old favorites, along with some new taste of summer. Check us out online or stop on in to Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. We are open Tuesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel. A family company.
Looking for unbeatable deals on quality meats? Look no further than Richland Locker in Richland Center. This week, get a two-pack of pork butts for just $1.78 a pound. Perfect for your next barbecue or family dinner. From the deli, we've got Colby cheese for just $4.98 a pound, delicious oven-roasted turkey for $7.98 a pound, and our famous steakhouse potato salad for just $4.48 a pound. Richland Locker, where quality meats and great prices come together. Visit us today in Richland Center.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Schmidtwoodin Hills, WCCU Credit Union, Gokenauer Insurance, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Advanced Contracting Solutions, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, The Creative Outlet, Allied Ready Mix, PMI Windows, TC Auto Works, Southwest Technical College, D&T Pump and Well Service, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Kickapoo Creekside, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 81 degrees in Richland Center at 12:07. Our forecast calls for partly cloudy skies with a 30% chance of spotty showers or thunderstorms, a high of 84. Tonight, any showers ending this evening, partly cloudy with areas of fog possible, a low of 60. And tomorrow, sunny to partly cloudy, a small chance of showers or thunderstorms by afternoon, and a high of 84. Currently, again, in Richland Center, it is a sunny 81 degrees.
Attention, truck drivers. Allied Ready Mix of Muscadet and Plain is hiring. They're looking for a responsible, fully certified, full-time Ready Mix truck driver. You can drive out of either the Muscadet or Plain plants, work Monday through Friday with 40-plus hours a week, enjoy competitive wages, health, dental, and vision insurance, 401k, and paid holidays. To apply, call 608-723-3396 or visit their Facebook page. That's Allied Ready Mix at 608-723-3396. Join their team today.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has again been selected as one of the best places to work by Modern Healthcare. This is Bob Van Matren, President and CEO. I'm proud to announce that Reedsburg Area Medical Center has received this prestigious national honor for the fourth time. This is a testament to the remarkable people who tirelessly work each and every day providing exceptional care and service. I'm thankful to every team member who contributes to the culture, which truly makes RAMC one of the best places to work. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
There are so many things to look forward to with spring. Longer days and sunny skies. This is Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Spring is a sure sign of warmer days, but the weather is also unpredictable. A warm spring day can feel like summer, which means we turn the heat off and open up the windows. The next day the temperature drops and we need our furnace. The constant cycle of having to adjust our heat for the cold days and AC for the sporadic warm days is a battle all spring long. Fortunately, heat pumps are a great solution for spotty weather days. Armstrong Air, the professional's choice, offers solutions that is important to your needs, such as efficiency, reliability, air quality, noise reduction, and peace of mind with controls that let you monitor your equipment's performance. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating for a quote on a heat pump, 647-6345.
G Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express Highway 14 Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. No appointment needed. Professional-friendly stay-in-your-car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express Highway 14 East Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Good afternoon. It's 81 degrees in Richland Center at 1211. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A 21-year-old rural Boscobel man has drowned in a private pond. Grant County Sheriff Nate Dreckman reports that just before 10 last night, the Grant County Sheriff's Office was notified of a swimming incident at a private pond in the township of Marion near the intersection of County Highway T. Aaron King, 21, of rural Boscobel, had been swimming the pond on a farm with friends. Aaron began to struggle to stay afloat. The other swimmers attempted to retrieve Aaron and bring him to shore, but were unsuccessful. The swimmers were able to flag down a passerby to notify the Grant County Communications Center. First responders attempted to locate Aaron, but were also initially unsuccessful. Aaron was recovered from the pond by members of the Boscobel and Rural Fire Department just after 11 last night. The Richland County Sheriff's Office responded to reports of a series of burglaries in Viola late last night and early this morning. Three juveniles, whose identities are being withheld due to their age, are believed to have stolen a vehicle in the city of La Crosse and subsequently broke into multiple cars, stealing various items from local Viola residents. The incident began when the juveniles stole a vehicle and drove to Viola, where they committed several vehicle-related burglaries. Law enforcement officers quickly located the stolen vehicle and attempted to conduct a traffic stop. The suspect vehicle eluded law enforcement through the village of Viola and ultimately westbound on State Highway 56 into Vernon County, during which the stolen vehicle left the roadway and became disabled. After the vehicle became disabled, the driver of the stolen vehicle fled on foot. Two of the juveniles involved in these burglaries were located and apprehended in the village of Viola and were not occupants in the fleeing vehicle. One individual remained at large this morning. However, an update at 9:40 this morning from Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reported that the juvenile has been taken into custody in the city of La Crosse and will be referred to juvenile authorities. Communities in Wisconsin, which lost their two-year University of Wisconsin branch campus, can now get up to $2 million in grants. The legislature's Joint Finance Committee released the money yesterday. State Senator Howard Markline, Senator Joan Ballweg, and Representative Tony Kurtz all voted yes to release the funding. At last night's Richland County Executive and Finance Committee meeting, Administrator Candace Pesch stated that Representative Tony Kurtz and Senator Joan Ballweg had reached out to her to let her know that the money would be released to Richland County.
At UW-Platteville Richland, all of the buildings are owned by the county. This is the case in most, if not all, of the two-year campuses across the state. Richland County has been working tirelessly to determine what the county will do with the buildings now that the campus is closed. They have lots of ideas, but some of these ideas require investment, and this grant will support the community in their efforts.
6 two-year campuses are closed or plan to close. Leaders blame lower enrollment and budget cuts. Nikki Haley is releasing the delegates she won during this year's Republican primary so that they're free to support Donald Trump at next week's convention. Haley on Tuesday opted to release her 97 delegates won across a dozen primaries and caucuses earlier this year. The former South Carolina governor and United Nations ambassador called for Republican unity at the upcoming Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Earlier this year, she said she'd be backing Trump, but added that's up to the presumptive GOP nominee to win over support from those who had previously voted for her. Haley's spokesperson says she wasn't invited to the convention and won't be attending. Not all pro-life groups are happy with the Republican Party platform. Released after a closed meeting of Republican National Committee officials Monday in Milwaukee, the platform does not call for a national abortion ban. That's the first time in decades that such language has been omitted and is a reflection of former President Donald Trump's position that abortion access should be left to the states. Pro-Life Wisconsin Legislative Director Matt Sandy told WisPolitics Republicans are shirking their responsibilities and that legal abortion can't be tolerated in any state or jurisdiction in America. Statements from Wisconsin Right to Life and Wisconsin Family Action were less critical, noting Republicans continue to support the rights of the preborn. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has ruled Republican lawmakers acted improperly in blocking a conservation project. In a 6-1 decision, the court said the Republican-controlled Legislative Joint Finance Committee was out of order in preventing a purchase of thousands of acres of land near Pelican Lake. Conservative Justice Rebecca Bradley says the legislature specifically gave power to the governor to handle these kinds of purchases, and the JFC was overstepping its boundaries. As many are beginning to shop for back to school, DatCap's Michelle Reinen warns you not to be scammed. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong. The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found in new life. Introducing Kickapoo Creekside, Wisconsin's newest supper club. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar in the perfect old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Enjoy your meal in the dining room or enjoy it outside. Kickapoo Creekside, Highway 14 in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
A member of WCCU Credit Union is easier than ever. With our robust and secure online banking, you can open your account from anywhere, anytime. Simply visit us at wccucreditunion.coop and select Join Us. Confirm your eligibility and choose the accounts you'd like to open. Already have a WCCU account but want to add a checking, savings, or apply for a loan? You can do that online too. To compare our rates, services, and even open up accounts, visit us today at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing. Now is the time to get your spring work scheduled. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your outside projects. Every task they perform is for a client that has put their trust in them. Their goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
It's 81 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:19. Now that the 4th of July holiday is over, many retailers have replaced Independence Day items with back-to-school merchandise. Consumers not only seek good buys from those merchants, but also look for bargains online to prepare for the upcoming school year. When purchasing online, beware of scammers trying to make a profit. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
We want people to avoid getting scammed by fake websites. Scammers send those fake ads claiming to be that trusted business, and the ads offer these amazing deals and low prices, but they lead shoppers to a near identical copy of that seller's website. But really, it's the scammer. It's not the website you think you're at. And they do this to steal your money and your personal data. So please avoid clicking links in emails, texts, and other promotional messages that you might receive via social media with those really deep, too-good-to-be-true discounts that they may put on those hot back-to-school items.
Fake websites can look legitimate, so it's always good to look for any red flags that prove the website is not the company's actual site.
This is becoming a real leader in the scams right now, is the imposter websites. So verify a web address is correct before you enter any payment information, since the fake websites sometimes use keyloggers that track your information that you've typed in before you finalize the purchase. So do that verification. Look real hard at that URL and make sure it's legit, that there isn't a number in place of a letter or an extra dash extended name behind it, that you are really at the .com that you think you want to be at.
Reinen suggests the best way to not be a victim of this scam is to shop at a local business or any retailer where you can purchase your back-to-school needs.
Going in person can be one option. Those local businesses may have online options as well with in-store pickups. There's someone there that you can talk to, that you can give a call to, and you know you're dealing with a real entity, as well as you'll know that the state's weights and measures inspectors could be out there verifying scanners to be sure that things scan accurately. And that's something you just want to check anytime that you are at the checkout, is verify that the items are priced correctly based on the shelf price and what's scanning out before you make your payment.
If you have been scammed by a fake website or are a victim of any scam, you can contact ADCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. The Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association recently held its annual summer tour in eastern Wisconsin, where they recognized members of their dedication to excellence in Wisconsin's beef industry. The Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association honored two award recipients from the area. The 2024 Cattleman of the Year is Springs Creeks Cattle Company. The Bob and Rhonda Mitchell family operate a seed stock herd comprised of Angus, Limousin, Red Angus, and Limflex cattle just outside Boscobel. They have a joint female sale in the fall and a bull sale each February. They also consign cattle to various sales throughout the U.S., including the Black Hills Show and Rodeo. They also are known for exhibiting high-quality cattle on a national level at shows such as the National Western Stock Show. More recently, the family started selling beef directly to consumers through farmers markets, online avenues, and school districts in their area. Brad Robson of Viroqua earned the 2024 Friend of the Cattleman Award. Robson has been an instrumental member of the Vernon County Cattlemen, serving in several leadership roles. He currently represents Vernon County on the WCA Board of Directors. Robson is known as an excellent advocate for the Wisconsin beef cattle industry. The Richland Center Kiwanis Club will host its annual pancake supper to support its backpack program for area students. The supper will be held this evening from 5 to 7 at the Richland Center Community Center. Steve Colstead is the past president of the Richland Center Kiwanis Club.
The thing to think about is it's a pancake supper that we raise money to actually use to support families that are in need and kids who need the school supplies in order to start the school year. And this is one of the major fundraisers that we use to support youth in our community in this way.
For those needing school essentials, Backpack Sign Up will be held Saturday, August 3rd from 9:30 to 11 and Wednesday, August 7th from 5 to 6:30 at the Richland Center Community Center. Backpacks will be distributed prior to the start of school. If you are unable to attend the pancake supper tonight from 5 to 7, but would like to make a donation, donations may be mailed to Steve Kohlstedt at 686 North Cedar Street, Richland Center. Make a note on the check that it is for the backpack program. Rides, games, vendors, and animals will be open and waiting for you at the Sauk County Fair today. McFarlane's Farm to Fair, a free interactive display telling the story of your food, is located north of the commercial building until 8 tonight. The carnival will open at 4. At 5, the Sauk County Master Gardeners will present a free program combining beauty with function, vegetables and flower gardening in containers on the Fame stage in the commercial building. Tonight's grandstand feature will be night one of SWIRA Flat Track ATV Racing beginning at 6:30. Cost of admission is $10 for adults, $5 for children 6 to 12, and free for children 5 and under. Pit passes are $20. Two-night grandstand passes are available for $15 for adults, with a two-day pit pass available for $35. The Sauk County Fair runs through Sunday in Baraboo. Whether you're a beginner or an experienced craftsperson, you are invited to experience a fun and creative time with more than 35 nature-based workshops to choose from and more than 30 talented instructors to work with at the Shake Rag Alley Woodlanders Gathering in Mineral Point. Create rustic furniture, faux scrimshaw, pottery, or garden projects. Try your hand at blacksmithing, wood carving, nature printing, fabric dyeing, and more. Start your days with morning coffee and treats on the Art Cafe patio. Enjoy daily lunches on the green and browse the incredible Woodlanders Silent Auction, featuring rustic arts, nature crafts, books, tools, and more donated by instructors and students and benefiting the Shake Rag Alley Scholarship Fund. The Woodlanders Gathering will be held Thursday through Sunday. The full day to participate Thursday through Saturday is $115. The half-day fee Thursday through Sunday is $60. To check out the activities and schedule, as well as register, go online to shakeragalley.org and click on the Retreats tab for Woodlanders Gathering. It's 82 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 1227. Today's vital statistics are next.
Crashes will happen. Luckily, there's Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Boscobel. Bob's, with more than 40 years of experience combined with a modern facility, making all the difference for you. And five-star reviews for Bob's repair work ranges from great work done quickly to I wouldn't take my vehicle anywhere else. If you expect quality products and services, you'll want to call Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist at 608-375-4434 or stop in at Bob's on Highway 61, Boscobel.
No two people are alike, and no two funerals are the same either. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our goal is always to walk with you while listening carefully to make sure the process is one of love, healing, and life celebration. We are here to help and support you, be it pre-planning or in a time of need. Call us anytime at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center and Muscadet.
Get ready for a feast of flavors and a bounty of local goods at the Richland Area Farmers Market today between 1:30 and 6 at the historic train depot on Seminary Street in downtown Richland Center, right across from Quick Trip. Parking is available in the depot parking lot and on the nearby streets. This week, they're hoping you have bedding plants, fresh flowers, lots of breads and baked goods, cookies, pies, muffins, and much more. Broccoli, spring lettuces and greens, snap peas, spring onions, tomatoes, mushrooms, maple syrup, honey, canned goods, eggs, meats, and more. Be sure to stop by the tasting table for a sample of each week's market products. The market accepts EBT SNAP benefits and senior vouchers as well. Check your EBT SNAP account to make sure you have the funds that you are requesting. Then come to the information table to use your Quest card for purchases. For senior vouchers, check with the local Human Resources Department to see if you qualify. At the market, look for vendors with a yellow sign by their booth to show they accept senior vouchers. Keep in mind that senior senior vouchers can only be used to buy fresh fruits and vegetables and fresh herbs. The popular Boomerang shopping bag program continues. Check with the information table for more information. See you today from 1:30 until 6 at the Richland Area Farmers Market at the historic train depot on Seminary Street, downtown Richland Center.
With the Richland Center Adult Prom less than a week away, many of you may still be looking for that perfect dress or suit coat to wear on that magical fundraising night. At the Creative Outlet in Richland Center, we have gently used formals in many different styles and sizes to choose from, and all are priced to sell. The Creative Outlet is located at 156 East Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
It's 82 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 12:30 on this Wednesday afternoon, July 10th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Edwin E. Burton, 65, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly June 13th of a heart attack at his home. A funeral service will be held Thursday at 11 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be in the Richland Center Cemetery, where military graveside rites will be conducted by the local Veterans Military Memorial Honors Unit. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home Thursday from 9 until the time of service at 11. A veteran's final salute will be held at 10:45 prior to the service. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to a charity of your choice honoring veterans. Survivors of Edwin Burton include two sisters, Nancy and Peter Bittner of Casanova, and Cheryl Burton of Las Vegas. A brother-in-law, Gary Paff, a niece and nephews, great-nieces and nephews, and many other relatives and friends. Edwin E. Burton, 65, of Richland Center. Doris Bowl, 90, of Boscobel, died June 20th at Care and Rehab Boscobel. A memorial service in celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at Boscobel Assembly of God Church in Boscobel. Friends may call at Boscobel Assembly of God Church Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. Doris Bowl is survived by a son, Dean and Jackie Ludke of Oshkosh, a daughter, Dorothy Esters of Boscobel, son-in-law, Jerry Esters of Boscobel, two grandsons, two brothers, Terry and Donna Ludke of Madison, and Robert Ludke of Grand Rapids, Michigan, and many friends and family. Doris Bowl, 90, of Boscobel. Stanley Arthur Hendricks, 61, of Richland Center, died Thursday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. A live stream of the service will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The family suggests memorials in Stanley's name be directed to the Pine Valley Community Village Foundation. Stanley Hendricks is survived by his brothers and sisters, Sue Ann Benford, Steve Hendricks, Sam Hendricks, and Sally and Ken Oz. Also many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Stanley Arthur Hendricks, 61, of Richland Center. Earl Maynard Clark, 90, of Woodstock, Illinois, died last Wednesday. A funeral service will be held Saturday at noon at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Bloom City Cemetery, with military graveside rites held by the local Military Honors Unit. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to BLF, Bibles and Literature to the French-Speaking World, or Kodiak Baptist Mission. Earl Clark is survived by his wife Mary, three daughters, Heidi and Philip Kapentaniak, Sherry and Steve Swetman, Tammy and James Roeck, his son Robert Babcock, two brothers, James and Charlotte Clark and Virgil and Linda Clark, stepdaughters, Dawn, Victor, and Richard Mills, Sally and Dennis Bellis, Marlene and Cody Dimmitt, Lisa and Paul Grossmeyer, and Peggy and Chuck Kay. Stepson, Mark and Deanna Victor, 32 grandchildren, 17 great-grandchildren, other relatives and friends. Earl Maynard Clark, 90, of Woodstock, Illinois. Christine Fingerson, 49, of Highland, died July 1st at home following a short battle with ovarian cancer. A memorial service will be held Saturday at 5 at the Luloff Peterson Hauk Funeral Home in Dodgeville. Friends may call at the funeral home Saturday from 3 until the time of service at 5. Chris Fingerson is survived by her father, Doug Fingerson of Highland, 3 siblings, Keith and Divina Fingerson of Columbus, James Fingerson of Madison, and Marcia Loy of Highland, brother-in-law Mark Loy of Dodgeville, 5 nieces and nephews, and many aunts, uncles, cousins, and friends. Christine Ferguson, 49, of Highland. Carola Annetta Pat Gust, 88, of Wauwatosa, and formerly of Richland Center, died Saturday at the Lutheran Home in Wauwatosa. A celebration of life will be held Sunday at noon at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Sunday from 10:30 until the time of service at noon. A service will also be held Sunday, September 8th at 9:30 at Five Points Lutheran Church. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Lutheran World Relief or your local food pantry. Pat Gust is survived by her husband Walter, 3 daughters, Lisa and Mark Colpin, Carrie and Todd Pruitt, and Amy Simonson and Dave Carney. 8 grandchildren, 4 great-grandchildren, and sister-in-law, Phyllis Knutson. Carola Annetta Pat Gust, 88, of Wauwatosa, and formerly of Richland Center. Harold M. Hannum, 86, of Spring, Texas, died March 2nd at home. A memorial service will be held Sunday at 1:30 at the First Baptist Church in Richland Center. Burial will follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the First Baptist Church Sunday from 12:30 until the time of service at 1:30. Harold Hannum is survived by his wife Ginger, a daughter, Heather and Bruce Hoffman, 2 grandchildren, a brother, Lawrence and Nancy Hannum, 2 sisters, Lois and Bill Dillo, and Rita and Ron Williford, sisters and brothers-in-law, Sandy Hannum, Julie Wilson, Glee and Jerry Moore, and Grace and Carl Schellenberger. Many nieces, nephews, great-nieces and nephews, and many friends. Harold M. Hannum, 86, of Spring, Texas. Beverly Jean Bev Miller, 88, of Ithaca, died Monday at home. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. A live stream of the service can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Burial will follow at the Willow Valley Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Monday from 4 until 7, and again Tuesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The family requests that memorials be made to the Willow Valley United Methodist Church and Grace, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. Bev Miller is survived by her husband of nearly 70 years, Lemuel Jr., 4 children, Steve and Sharon Miller of Rockbridge, Mark Miller of New Mexico, Vicki and Aaron Kimberlin of Peoria, Arizona, and Paul Miller and Vannery Ung of San Diego, California. 10 grandchildren, 18 great-grandchildren, her sister, Shirley and Arnold Ludwig of Macon, Georgia, sisters-in-law, Jane Fry of Elkhorn and Janet and David Neef of Lone Rock, special friends, Gaylord and Marie Willis, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Beverly Jean, Bev Miller, 88, of Ithaca. Donald Hanko of Casanova died Monday at UW Health University Hospital in Madison from injuries sustained in a vehicle crash. Services are pending for Donald Hanko of Casanova.
Contact D&T Well Service for service and replacement. It's summertime and D&T is scheduling projects. Mary and Derek McCormick, owner of D&T Well Service, is insured. They do new installs and they fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service 606-5596. Serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Shop local and save big this July with the Red, White, and Refresh sale at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Get 10% off all mattresses for the best night's sleep. Enjoy 15% off all bedding to complete your bedroom makeover. And don't miss 20% off all decor to refresh your home. Visit us at 172 South Church Street, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Hurry in, these deals won't last long. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where quality meets savings. Follow us on Facebook for access to exclusive deals. Cannot be combined with other offers.
Tickets for the Schmidt Woodland Hills Grand Cash Giveaway 50-50 raffle are once again available for you to purchase. Tickets are just $10 each this year. In the last 5 years, we have given away almost $15,000 in Grand Cash Giveaway prize money. This year could be the best year yet. Only 1,500 tickets will be sold, with the potential for a maximum payout of $7,500 to a single winner. The winning ticket will be drawn on July 18th, during the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing at Viroqua Hills Golf Course. You can't be a winner if you don't buy a ticket. Tickets are available at Schmidt Woodland Hills or at these local businesses: Julie Karen's State Farm Insurance, People's Community Bank, Napa Auto Parts, Quail Run Golf Links, Open Season Outlet, plus Louie's Bar in Yuba and Turbo's in Hub City. Get your ticket today, just $10 per ticket.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Joe and Marla Zerati, Jamie and Sherry Johnson, Matthew and Amy McKenna, Jordan and Jillian Scott, and Cody and Aaron Sorge. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, for a change, we're kind of in between the rain showers today, with one large mass of rain over into Michigan and Indiana stretching over to the eastern Great Lakes. That's the remnants of the tropical system. And then we've got a little patch of rain over southern Minnesota into Iowa that's mostly drifting southward. A few of those spotty showers just hovering around the Mississippi River over toward western Crawford and western Grand County. So we do have a small chance of a shower this afternoon, but for the most part, it should be fairly quiet. Looks like the seasonably warm temperatures will linger. In fact, getting warmer as we get through the weekend, and some of the heat that's been out in the western part of the country tries to spill eastward. That coupled with dew points up around 70 this weekend certainly will make it feel uncomfortable. There could be some scattered storms over the weekend right into early next week, with a front dangling across Wisconsin. That forecast for the rest of today: partly cloudy, 30% chance of a spotty shower or thunderstorm.
The high temperature about 84 degrees with a north wind up to 10. Tonight, any showers ending early, partly cloudy with areas of fog possible, low at 60. Tomorrow, sunny or partly cloudy, small chance of a shower or thunderstorm by the afternoon, high near 84 with light and variable winds. On Friday, balmy with plenty of sun, high in the middle 80s. Saturday, mixed skies, rather warm and humid, scattered shower or storm possible, high about 88. Going into Sunday, partly cloudy, hot and humid, slight chance of a thunderstorm with a high of 92. Monday, partly sunny, hot and muggy, isolated showers or storms possible, high close to 90. And Tuesday, more clouds, still humid, 40% chance of scattered rain and storms, high about 86. Have yourself a great afternoon, again expecting a high temperature about 84, partly cloudy, with at least a small chance of a shower or thunderstorm. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
It's currently a sunny 82 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 81, our low this morning was 65. Our high so far today, we're up to 83 degrees. The record high for this state set in 1936 is 100. The record low 44 was set in 1963. Last year's high was 88 with a low of 58. Sunset tonight will be at 8:43 with sunrise tomorrow at 5:31. Currently in Richland Center, we have light northerly winds. The barometer is down or up to 29.90 and no precipitation to report. It is a sunny 83 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Andy from Equity Livestock. Tomorrow's our feeder sale. We've got some cattle here consigned. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to go barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. And don't forget, we are open from 4 to 6 tonight for your convenience and open back up at 7 a.m. And hope to see you at the sale.
The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
The giant meat buyer you've probably never heard of today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You may not be familiar with Chicago-based Fulton Market Group, but you know their biggest client, McDonald's. Fulton's Global Sustainability Director, Tim Hardman, says the company purchases hundreds of millions of pounds of beef and pork annually for McDonald's, with sustainability in mind.
When I'm driving through McDonald's grabbing my quarter pounder, I'm not thinking about carbon emissions in that burger, right? Well, I am, but I'm probably an anomaly, but because that's all I think about. but I don't think their general consumer is. And so I think we want to give people the right to eat beef and remove some of the guilt that other organizations are trying to drive into eating beef. And we can't do that without numbers.
Fulton Market Group and Hardman have been working with South Dakota-based AgSpire to verify that the beef purchased has been moved through the supply chain sustainably.
From the data collection side, I think it's trust but verify. And I think that's what our general consumer is asking for, is that verification. From a McDonald's standpoint, our only customer, their biggest sustainability goal right now is around climate. It drives me a little bit nuts that that's become very singularly focused on just carbon and carbon emissions removals and things like that.
More tomorrow on Sustainable Beef. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
A researcher would like to see more surveillance and prevention of H5N1. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Once you plant Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans in your field, harvest will never be the same. The director of the Wisconsin Veterinary Diagnostic Lab says distributing more than $825 million from the ELAP program for loss of milk caused by H5N1 does not adequately address prevention. Dr. Keith Paulson questions how the program will incentivize producers and processors to embrace effective surveillance.
I don't think we need to test every cow on every farm every day, but it would be really helpful if we had better surveillance to really understand where we need to put those resources.
Paulson says the ELAP funding is designed to go to farmers with herds already affected by H5N1, but he'd like to see some of that money help improve biosecurity to prevent the spread of the virus instead of waiting for a problem to fix.
Understanding what's coming out of the farm, what's going off the farm, maybe putting in other tools like boot washes or a truck wash, or really guiding and putting trucks in only one spot, changing traffic patterns on the farm.
Paulson says there are many barriers preventing more milk testing, including political barriers, since USDA oversees milk that is in the cow and the Food and Drug Administration has oversight after milk gets into the bulk tank. So he questions how additional milk samples would get to a lab. The chief counsel for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says producers should have less regulatory overreach in the future. Brownfield's Megan Grebner has more from the NCBA summer business meeting in San Diego, California.
Mary Thomas Hart tells Brownfield the end of Chevron deference will have long-term impacts for the ag industry.
We're going to see kind of a rebalancing of the separation of powers, hopefully, back to what the Founding Fathers intended.
The USDA has been updating its Packers and Stockyards Act, and Hart said it could get interesting without Chevron.
Obviously, we'll submit comments, but I think that USDA is going to have to do a lot of work to make sure that that final rule, in whatever form it takes, is well bolstered before they go final with it, because it will be subject to a higher standard if it's challenged in federal court.
I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
USDA says there's plenty of old crop corn, soybeans, and wheat in grain bins that haven't been marketed. And a market analyst says it's expected to stay that way until commodity prices improve. Naomi Bloom with Total Farm Marketing says,
I think at any point, anywhere from like a 20 to 30 cent price bounce on corn was the hope. Or now for soybeans, if we could get a 30 or 40 cent bounce there, then I think that's the weight, that's the hope that people are looking for.
She says the grain markets are expecting U.S. crops to have trend line yields and carry out has the potential to grow. Bloom says unless that perception changes, it will be difficult for the grain market to rally. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Improve grain quality more efficiently with AGI Mixed Flow Dryers. The dryer's screenless operation and computerized moisture control deliver consistently higher quality grain and heavier test weights per bushel, translating into maximum return on investment. To learn more about energy-efficient AGI Mixed Flow Dryers and how they can add profitability to your farm, contact your local dealer or visit aggrowth.com. AGI, we're right there with you.
From grain storage and handling to conditioning and monitoring, AGI is right there with you, supporting your expertise with the largest catalog of industry-leading solutions. All to ensure your grain gets handled properly, you stay safe, and your profits continue to grow. We're AGI, and we're all in. To learn more about how AGI can support your farm, contact your local dealer or visit aggrowth.com.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Direct cash cattle trade remains quiet and cash hogs are steady to lower. I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Cash cattle country has a few bids that have been renewed Wednesday in parts of Kansas and Texas. Some asking prices are around $190 in the south, but are still not established in the north. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until Thursday or Friday. Private sources have said a light scattered business took place in parts of the South on Tuesday at 188, but that's not been confirmed by USDA. Beef cutouts are mixed at midday with light to moderate box movement. Choice is down 41 cents at $325.25, and select is $1.24 higher at $305.55. At the Callaway Livestock Center in Missouri, Monday's sale featured an 800-head consignment of top-quality, reputation, home-raised calves, along with several consignments of potloads. Feeder steers under 600 pounds sold fully steady to firm, with heavier weights $5 to $12 higher. Feeder heifers under 700 pounds traded $5 to $15 higher, with some spots $20 higher. USDA says demand was very good on the day on a moderate to heavy supply. Cash hogs are steady to lower at midday with light opening negotiated numbers at the major direct markets. The big question at midweek is if buyers have caught up after Tuesday's strong negotiated movement, or if some are still in need of near-term supplies. The up and down movement in the wholesale market is probably keeping some of those buyers cautious about making a big move either way. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down 56 cents at midday with a base range of $85 to $91 and a weighted average price of $88.76. The Iowa, Minnesota, and Western Corn Belt markets had no comparisons, but a weighted average of $89.31. The Eastern Corn Belt was not reported due to confidentiality. Butcher hogs at the Midwest cash markets were steady at midday at $60. Sows were steady at $54 to $60. Boars were priced at $18. Illinois direct sows were $2 lower at midday with a range of $53 to $65. And boars were marked at $8 to $28. Pork values were higher at midday, up $1.44 at $95.19. You can find the latest livestock market information at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Walsh's Ace knows that window screens can get punctured or torn. Let Walsh's Ace repair your torn or punctured screen. The experts at Walsh's have the know-how. If you're looking for paint, the Ace Paint Department at Walsh's Ace has state-of-the-art equipment that can color match anything you have to paint. You can count on Walsh's Ace for everything, from screens to paint. Walsh's Ace in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Corn is mostly lower, soybeans, cattle, and hogs are down. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics, leveraged the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country. Stein has yield. Soybeans are down in another round of speculative and technical selling. Near-term development weather looks mostly favorable, but there is a chance of hotter, drier conditions in some areas. China bought 132,000 tons of new crop U.S. soybeans this morning, their first outright purchase of new crop. August beans are down 14 and three quarters, 11.16 and a half, just above the session low. September beans are nine lower at 10.68 and a half. August bean meal's down $6.80 at $338.50. August soybean oil's 20 points lower at $46.75. Corn's mostly lower. It's watching development conditions with temperatures expected to rise this weekend. Losses, though, are limited by good export demand and solid ethanol margins. Ethanol production was down on the week but up on the year. September's a 1.5 higher at $3.95 and a half, and December's down a penny and a quarter at $4.07 and a quarter. And wheat's lower as Russia continues to dominate the export market, holding a big price advantage over competitors. USDA's updated supply and demand numbers are out Friday. September Chicago's down 70 and a quarter at 564 and three quarters. September Kansas City's 8 lower at 569 and three quarters. September Minneapolis wheat is down 4 and a quarter at 613 and a quarter. Live and feeder cattle are lower, watching the direct markets. Very light trade so far at 188 live in Kansas. That's steady with yesterday, and that's mixed when compared to last week's live sales. August live's down 12 at 182.22. October's 25 lower at 183.05. August feeders are down $1.02 at 255.70, 254.70. And with questions about domestic demand, August hogs are 367 lower at 84.72. October's down 232 at 68.45. Brownfield.
This is your Wednesday Wilkinson Auction Report with Tyler Wilkinson. It's real estate season, and we have some very nice country properties for you. An awesome slice of nature with 46 acres and a hunting shack outside of Richland Center. The cleanest cabin you'll ever find on 26 acres outside of Boscobel. A 47-acre farm with an amazing house outside of Wazika. A huge 3-bed, 5-bath house with a great shed on 14 acres outside of Muscadet. And if you're in the rental business, 4 mobile homes with a very profitable rental history outside of Avoca. Hey, we have a ton of new listings coming down the pipe, so get in touch with us if you want to buy or sell real estate this summer. More auctions coming down the pipe as well, including a power sports auction near Green Lake at the end of July, a farm retirement auction at the Hillsboro Auction Yard in August, and our Muscadet area equipment auction in early August. More info on all of these auctions and our real estate listings at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Celebrating National Ice Cream Month. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. In 1984, President Ronald Reagan declared July National Ice Cream Month. Jessica Castle with the St. Louis Dairy County